During last year's debate over immigration reform, supporters were forced to drop most of their efforts to restrict legal immigration. Now doubts are being raised about the ability of the next Congress to deal with the issue. One reason has to do with unexpected Republican defeats on November 5th in some high immigration districts. The other is a potential shift in the Senate now that Wyoming Republican Alan Simpson is retiring. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
For the past 2 years, immigration was a hot issue for Republicans. In 1994, California Governor Pete Wilson won re-election in part because of his support for Proposition 187, cutting off some immigrants from state services. Anti-immigrant rhetoric spread quickly to Washington as Congress took up immigration reform. The GOP presidential primary campaign featured inflammatory comments from Pat Buchanan. But the lesson many Republicans are taking from the 1996 elections is that the tide may have turned. Their focus on immigrants did what years of Democratic get-out-the-vote drives had failed to do, politicize this fast-growing segment of the population. Hispanic turnout, traditionally low, shot up this year, and this socially conservative group turned sharply toward the Democrats. House Republicans suffered a 12-point drop in Hispanic support between 1994 and 96. The highest-profile casualty was California Republican Bob Dornan. But Democrats say the phenomenon went beyond naturalized Hispanic voters. Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank says Portuguese Americans had a lot to do with the defeat of a Republican incumbent in his home state.
Well, I think the Republicans were badly burned by election results. People like Congressman Dornan lost. I think my colleague Peter Blute, a very decent man, lost because people were angry at him for voting for some immigration restrictions, even though he said he didn't really like those. He wanted to vote for the overall bill. So I think you're going to see the Republicans retreating from their immigrant bashing.
That's not just wishful thinking on the part of liberals like Frank. Advocates of lower immigration agree. Mark Krikorian is with the Center for Immigration Studies.
But I suspect that as far as actually consummating legal immigration reform, that's probably not going to happen in next year, if only because the members of Congress are sort of tired of dealing with the immigration issue and are going to want to take a pause.
Perhaps the biggest immigration question in the Senate is who will be the next Alan Simpson. The Senate's leading Republican on immigration issues is gone, having left legal immigration largely untouched. And the two most likely successors have starkly different views on the subject. First in line, Arizona Republican John Kyle. He was only elected to the Senate in 1994, but because of other commitments made by more senior senators, the chairmanship of the Immigration Subcommittee is his, if he wants it. Kyle's conservative views on immigration are similar to Simpson's. He favors reduced overall immigration and new rules for family-based immigration to favor the nuclear family at the expense of more distant relatives. But Kyle has not jumped to take over the subcommittee and is having second thoughts about taking on a fight that could make last year's struggle over illegal immigration look tame by comparison.
One could argue that we did the easy things this past year in dealing with the problems of illegal immigration, about which there was a fair degree of consensus. The issues relating to legal immigration are more contentious. There's a real division in our society, and so they are not easy. They won't be fun to deal with, but we've got to come to grips with them.
As an attorney, Kyle also has a keen interest in antitrust issues, and that subcommittee is coming open, too. If Kyle chooses the antitrust panel, the immigration subcommittee would fall to another first-term Republican, Spencer Abraham of Michigan. In his understated way, Kyle acknowledges that Abraham would take the panel in a very different direction.
Well, Spencer and I came into the Senate together. We're great friends. We have somewhat different views. He would be much more generous in the number of people that he would permit to continue to immigrate here than I think is wise.
Reduced immigration advocate Mark Krikorian is more blunt. He says it would make an enormous difference because Kyle's views track those of the House Immigration Chairman, Lamar Smith, of Texas.
Senator Spencer Abraham from Michigan, on the other hand, apparently has not yet seen an immigration program that he didn't like.
With the chairmanship issue still in doubt, Senator Abraham didn't return calls for an interview. But his voting record on the illegal immigration bill shows that Krikorian's description is too simplistic. On many aspects of immigration, Abraham's views are very conservative. He was a leader in the controversial push to strip federal courts of the power to review INS deportation rulings, and a solid backer of denying federal benefits to many non-citizens. On the fundamental question of whether legal immigrants are a net plus to the United States, however, Abraham strongly believes the answer is yes. If Abraham becomes the Senate point man on immigration, the chances of a bill restricting legal entry to the U.S. would seem more remote than ever, even though as a whole the Senate majority will be more conservative next year. But not everyone believes the issue is headed for the back burner. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle thinks it could come up next year.
My hope is that as difficult as some of these issues are, we can stay in the middle and try to be as fair to legal immigrants as possible. That's going to be a very difficult challenge, but I think that that is going to be one of the issues we take up, perhaps as early as the first session.
One reason it might come up is because many Democrats feel some parts of the new immigration and welfare laws go too far in restricting federal benefits to immigrants. The White House also supports opening those sections back up. If that effort gains momentum, some Republicans are certain to find it an irresistible opportunity to bring up their own amendments. But others, with an eye on the 1998 elections, say another noisy fight likely to anger America's newest citizens is the last thing the party needs, when it should be trying to find ways to bring Hispanics and other groups back into the GOP, not drive them even farther away. I'm Peter Kenyon in Washington.